characteristics of the eagle is its vision. Its capacity for sight is phenomenal. The eye is big, almost the size of the eye of a human being. So relative to the size of the body, it's big. Vision is important to the eagle. Vision is important to the eagle. And I'm picking out that quality this morning because vision is one of the most important characteristics of a leader. Jesus said in Matthew 15, 14 and 15, he said, leave them alone. They are blind leaders of the blind. And if the blind leads the blind, he said, both of them will fall inside the ditch. So sight is critical to leadership. Bill Hybels said, you take vision out of a leader, you cut the heart out of the leader. There's nothing left. The ability to sense the future before it happens, that's what makes a leader. The world wants direction. Why is Psalm 23 such a powerful psalm to the world? The Lord is my shepherd. Jesus looked at the crowd and was moved with compassion. He said they were scattered like sheep without a shepherd. The world wants guidance. The world wants to be shepherded. People don't know where to go. They don't know what the future holds. So when someone can come out and speak with confidence, this is where we're going. This is where everything is going. Follow me. The world will follow, even if the person is a crook. So sometimes you have imposters posing like leaders and people follow them. The days of imposters are over. The real deal are here. If you believe that with me, say amen. When you walk with God, your capacity for vision is enhanced. When you walk with God, your capacity for seeing, for sensing the future before it happens, is enhanced. Because you live more by revelation than by your five senses. The eagle sees 4 to 8 times better than a human being. The eagle's vision is 4 to 8 times sharper, better, farther than that of a human being. The eagle from 1,000 feet high can see fish moving in the water clearly. And you will notice when you hold the fish that the top part is usually darker, grayer than the underpart. It's God's design to prevent the fish from attack so that the back will blend with the color of the water. The fish picks it clearly. The eagle can sight clearly a rabbit moving 5 kilometers away. Clearly. If there are 5 rabbits with distinct colors, the eagle can pick their distinct colors out 5 kilometers away. When the eagle is soaring in the air, it can sight another eagle soaring from 50 kilometers distance. The sight is one of the peculiar characteristics of the eagle. And God chose to use the eagle to describe the believer. So when you walk with God, what happens? God gives you the opportunity to see from his perspective. That's what happens. You see what God sees. That's what happens when God imparts faith. Jeremiah 33 verse 3, he said, call unto me, I will answer you. He said what? I will show you great and mighty things that you don't know, that you could not have known on a normal day through your human abilities. And when you see it the way God sees it, you will respond to it the way God will respond to it. This year, when we were saying, Happy New Year, Happy New Year 2018, I reminded our church members, To you, it is a new year. To God, it's an old year. You are the one celebrating Happy New Year. God lived in it a long time ago. It's good for you to remember that. I ask people, how does God watch a football match? Manchester United versus Manchester City. I said, can you imagine how God and the angels watch football? That's if they're interested. If they were to watch, do you think they watch the way we watch? Hey, it's always a goal. Hey! I said, it's not possible. Because before kickoff, God knows the score. So God does not have capacity for anxiety. He knows the end result. So what happens when he gives you vision is that he shares some of his perspective with you. When you see it the way he sees it, you will respond to it the way he responds to it. You remember Elijah and his servant in 2 Kings chapter 6 from verse 13? When the king of Syria sent his battalion of soldiers to arrest Elijah, the servant woke up in the morning, saw the battalion of soldiers and screamed, "Alas, my master, how shall we do?" The old man came out, saw what the young man saw. He said, "Fear not, for they that are with us are more than they that are with them." I can imagine the young man saying, "Eh? One, two. Did I make a mistake? One, two. One, two, three, 400. Oh, no. My mother warned me not to follow this man. Oh, this is trouble." And I love Elisha's response. He prayed. Not like most people will pray today. Hey! If you were the one, you saw enemy soldiers like this, they came to carry just you. What will you pray? Fire. Fall on their head. Blind them. Destroy them. Finish them. Elisha did not pray about the situation. He prayed for the young man. "Lord, this guy's problem is lack of vision. He's not seeing like I'm seeing. Open his eyes, that he may see." The Bible says, "And the Lord opened the young man's eyes, and he saw horses and chariots of fire round about Elisha." His fear disappeared. I can imagine him looking at the enemy commander. "If you are born well, cross over to this side." Cross over to this side. This season, you will see things you have never seen before. The days of spiritual deafness are over forever. Yeah. Spiritual blindness is banished. Yeah. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ. The eagle has two layers of eyes. Just like the believer has the physical eyes and also has the spiritual eyes. As the eagle descends to catch a prey, the curvature of the eye changes and the eagle blinks, you know, every 4 to 5 seconds, clearing its eyes, clearing the eye to sharpen the vision, sharpen the vision. The vision is critical to the eagle. And unlike human beings that see 180 degrees, the eagle sees 340. Almost complete circle round. Nothing will take you by surprise this year. In the name of Jesus Christ, before it shows up, heaven will make you sensitive to it. So the peculiar thing I saw about our model eagle, the Lord Jesus Christ, was vision. John 5:19-20. He said, "The Son can do nothing by himself except whatsoever he seeth the Father do. He said, for the Father loveth the Son, and showeth him whatsoever he himself doeth. Say, thank you, Jesus. So this is one of the products of the Father's love for me, that he shows me whatever he himself is doing. Hey, vision makes you strategic. Vision makes you strategic. In other words, because you are seeing 5 years ahead, 10 years ahead, you are living your life now, not because of now, but to make 5 years possible. You see, your approach cannot be the same as that of the person that is thinking 5 days. It cannot. There are things you will do, steps you will take, things you will say that the person that is working for 5 days cannot even understand. You have to get ready to be misunderstood. When Abraham left his father's house, left his country, left his relatives to move, if anybody asked him, where are you going? He would say, I don't know. Will that make sense? But Abraham was organizing centuries, organizing millennia. So some time ago, the Holy Spirit said to me, you claim the blessings of Abraham from Galatians 3:14. I said, yes. He said, there's a dimension of the blessings of Abraham that I want to put in your life. He said, I will cause you to live your life in a way that 600 years from now, they will still be discussing you. He said, that's a dimension to the blessing of Abraham that many do not pray for or believe for. Abraham was blessed materially, blessed financially. Yes. Broke the backbone of barrenness. Yes. He said, but there's a dimension to the blessing of Abraham that is long time, that is posterity. He said, and I want to give you that dimension. He said, but something comes with it. If you are living your life based on 600 years time reality, he said, the people in the present may not understand some of the things you will do. So you have to be ready for the criticism that will come with that. So some of us will be taking steps this year. It's in 5 years' time that your contemporaries will realize you left them a long time ago. Zacchaeus wanted to see Jesus. He could not. Why? There was a crowd. Or should I say, he came late. Some people had been following Jesus from before. So in practically every area of life, that's how it works. You want to start a business, you want to start a church, you will meet people there. They've been there before you came. So they said, secondly, that it was such a stature. In other words, it was because they found their own strength. That's why they were positioned like that. You measure yourself against them, you will come up short. What did Zacchaeus do? Realizing that today was created yesterday. He realized, since they already captured today, since yesterday, the only opportunity I have now is to capture tomorrow, today. So he sensed the direction in which Jesus and the crowd would go. Run ahead. This Swearing conference is here to position you ahead before people even know what's going to happen. He went, took his position on the sycamore tree. When Jesus and the crowd arrived there, once Jesus and Zacchaeus connected, Jesus stopped. Crowd stopped. Jesus said, Zacchaeus, come down. It's your turn. Today, salvation has come to you. Let's go to your house. Then they said some people were grumbling. People were complaining. Ah, what is it? Well, where did he show up from? When did he come? What of those of us that have been following Jesus from? That's noise. Follow Jesus to the house of Zacchaeus. It is the turn of Zacchaeus. See? From here, for someone, it will be 24 hours. Some of the dimensions of this prophecy will be 24 hours. Some 7 days, some dimension will be 30 days, some will be 3 months, 1 year, some will be 5 years, some will be 10. But someone will not forget this conference in a long time. When Samuel poured oil on David's head, 17-year-old young man, it was 13 years later before manifestation now came. I am focusing this on leadership because God is anointing people here. Leadership in the ministry, names that people have not heard of before that will burst forth in the church world. New leaders in the business world. I can't but say what I see. I see billionaires. I see billionaires. Billionaires not by struggle, not by comparison to where you are coming from. He found him in a howling wilderness. No, it is not calculation of step. It is soiree. Amen? So it's prophetic billionaires. I can say it because I have seen it. One of our pastors brought a young man, one of our church members. He needed prayer and needed assistance to talk to a church member that was a government official. So I prayed for him and promised to talk to the person. So he gave me an envelope and left. Usually, I won't bother about those envelopes until much later. This one, I opened it. I saw 10 million naira. That was a few years back. See, up until that time, nobody had given me one check, 10 million naira before. I said, So I told my PA, call him. call him. I said, what is this? He said, sir, you have no, it is nothing. I was not planning to meet you under these circumstances. I was not planning to see you. I was planning that I will find time to see you later, tell you my story. So, sir, this is nothing. I'm coming back. This is not. He said, but sir, let me just tell you. One day I will tell you the story. But let me tell you, sir. 4 years ago, I was coming to this church on Okada. So just to give you an idea, sir, I will come back and tell you my story. And he left. So after he left, so one of our pastors was saying, sir, I know that young man. I said, hey. I said, this is what he told me. He said, I can testify. He said, because even after he got a car, he bought his first car, one wretched car like this. He said, one Sunday, the car broke down on the road to church. That even though our car was full, I said, everybody should move. So we managed him in our car to bring him to church. He said, sir, that was less than 4 years ago. I said, The guy's business was bringing in somewhere between 3 to 5 billion naira per month. So, if I talk about ego, sorry, and that when God gives you a prophecy, he is not consulting your present circumstances or your resources to pronounce what he's pronouncing. If he says it, he will do it. If he has proposed, he will bring it to pass. And because he does not need your ability, it's a function of grace. Function of grace. I have them like that. Products of grace. You know, guys that are now heavy duty and God-fearing. That's what makes my heart glad. Some years back, one of them said, Pastor Sam, we just bought a ship. We want to dedicate it. We want you to come and help us to pray for it. And I was going to be out of the country, so I asked one of our pastors to go and pray for it. Sheep. Now I think they have 3 or 4 of them. That's another one. There's this other one, he just turned 40 some months ago. He was telling me some weeks ago, I need you, sir, because I don't want to go crazy and I don't want to do anything crazy. So because we achieved our goals, we have exceeded the goals. So he said last year the target for our business was 4.5 billion and actually we made 6 billion. So young chaps, products of pure grace. They were nothing before. So as I prophesy here this morning, whatever has damaged the capacity for seeing, heaven repairs it this morning. Yeah.